Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to Life Questions. We're thinking about the meanings of words in the Bible, and I'm today considering, what does the word ransom mean? We are sitting chatting over a cup of coffee, and you might say to me, okay, tell me what the word ransom means. And I suppose most of us, the first thing that would come to our mind would be a kind of kidnapping situation where someone is held to ransom, and the idea is that there has to be a significant sum of money change hands, paid over, before a person could be released. And that is a very, very good and accurate way of describing what this word means in the Bible. The word ransom is a payment that needed to be made, price that had to be paid. And actually, as a Christian, I believe on the authority of the Bible that that price was paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he is the one who made the payment so that we could have freedom. But we need to consider and think to ourselves, what type of freedom are we talking about? And of course, the problem is the Bible teaches in the book of Romans chapter 6 that we're enslaved by sin. Romans chapter 6 and chapter 7 both talk about this, that we are enslaved to sin. Now, you may argue the case and say, I'm slave to no one, but actually think about it. Your habits, your tendency to do things you wish you did not do, your self-control that needs to be implemented to make sure you don't react in certain ways or behave in certain ways, is because you have within you an inbuilt tendency to do things that are not pleasing to yourself or to others, that are not good. And that's because sin dwells in every one of us. Sin exists in every one of us. And so the idea then that lies behind all of this is the fact that we're trapped because of sin. The Bible talks about sin coming into the world by one man. The Bible talks about us all having sinned. The Bible tells us that sin, when it is finished, ends in death. And the Bible describes sin as being something that ensnares and traps and actually holds us to ransom itself. So let me take you to the word ransom found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 45. And it says this, "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." Now, I like this verse very much because it's talking about the Lord Jesus. And he's described in this verse as the Son of Man. Now, you may, if you know anything about Christianity, know that Jesus is described as the Son of God in various places, because he is that. The Bible teaches that God sent his Son into the world. So Jesus came into the world. He has many titles. And one of the things he describes himself as is found in this verse, as a servant. He said, "I did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for all." So what he's really saying is, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. Now, if you were to run through Mark's Gospel, if you're interested in this, have a look at Mark's Gospel and you will see that you could divide Mark's Gospel on the basis of that particular verse that we're talking about. Because the first eight chapters up to about verse 27 or so are all about Jesus serving. Came not to be served, but to serve. They're all about Jesus serving. And then from about, there's a little bit of an interim bit there between chapter 8, 27 and 10:52, but after that, you come into what some people have called the shadow of the cross. So it's just before the cross, it's the shadow of it. And then from chapter 11 to chapter 16, you would probably be able to slot in the second part of the verse, to give his life a ransom for many. So this is a key verse in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 45. "For even the Son of Man came," reminding me Jesus came from heaven and came to earth. "He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister." His purpose for coming was to serve us, not to be served. How did he serve us? Well, in the first half of Mark's Gospel, you can see he did it by healing, by showing kindness, by showing God's compassion, by bringing God's goodness into people's lives. But in the second part of Mark's Gospel, you'll see that he served us by going to the cross to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus paid in his death that price that was required to free us. We're enslaved by sin. We're trapped by sin. We're in fear of death. It traps us as well. We have fear of life, fear of death. Sin grasps us and grips us. And it's hard to break its shackles. It's hard to shake the habits. It's hard to take the fear out of our lives. It's hard to stop saying the things or reacting or having that anger or that lust or that fear. Sin enslaves us. It shackles us. But Jesus came to give his life a ransom. He paid on the cross in his death the price to free the human, to give us liberty, to give us joy, to forgive us for our past and to bring us and release us from the bondage and the problem of sin. And I love the end of the verse because it says to give his life a ransom for many. Now that's not a restrictive term. It is many as in as opposed to few. Many will know his blessing. Many will be blessed through salvation because of what the Lord Jesus did at the cross. A beautiful word, the ransom. A beautiful saviour who paid the price. And a beautiful outcome when we come to know him as our Lord and Saviour. Thanks for listening. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.